Hi there, welcome to the Producers Journal podcast. My name is Derek, and today we're going to talk about Instagram and how I have started a brand new account specifically for this podcast. And here's why. At first, I was pushing everyone to my business Instagram, which is at Shelby Road Productions LLC. I absolutely encourage you to go there, follow, check out what I have going on over there as well. But I want to experiment and do something I've never done before and really try to tie in an Instagram page with a podcast, and it's from scratch. As I record this, I have 6 followers, right? So why not experiment and try to figure out if a way to grow this podcast via Instagram or vice versa, because someone might discover Instagram first and then come over to the podcast. So I want to talk about how I'm trying that out at first, in the first phase of this experiment. So it is at, let me make sure I get this right. It is at the Producers Journal. It's the _producers_journal. Come check it out. Hit that follow button. And what you're going to see is the main grid is my cover art, but tweaked to make it more like episode cards. And numbered and a titling at the bottom of the graphic, kind of explaining in a few words what this particular episode is about. But when you click on it, it opens up a reel. So what I did was I sat down one day and just recorded a reel for each episode unique to it as a way to introduce myself and just kind of give in under 30 seconds a quick synopsis of what they're about to listen to if they go up to the bio, click the link, and find that episode. So I did that, tried it out, and it's, I don't think it's done anything yet, obviously. Like I said, I have 6 followers and 8 posts. Well, what I'm going to do now maybe is, as I'm thinking this through in real time, I might do 2 posts per episode. A static image post with the episode card, with the little description in there, just like I would a regular post, like the same description I was using for the reel. And then also do a reel as a way to push out to the reel feed and see if that helps too. But that's what I'm experimenting with. And what's unfortunate is how much I hate social media. I talk about my other community podcasts a lot, The Real Hernando. And if it wasn't for my assistant, Lexi, there's no way that it would have grown to where it has to this day with all the social media stuff that she does for me. It's remarkable. We have Instagram reels that are getting thousands of views. It's tons of impressions, major reach on Facebook with the series of posts that we put out to promote each episode, and it's humming along, but it's all because of her. I have no idea what I'm doing on reels. If you look at my reels and you think that I got too much stuff going on in them, because I have something blinking on the top that says new episode, and then another thing blinking, link in bio, and then a title at the bottom or whatever. I'm just not an artist in that way at all. That's kind of what I'm playing with right now. But as you're listening, check it out at the Producers Journal. Go to the Instagram page, come give it a follow, and DM me. Tell me any tips that you may have, what you think I'm doing okay, what you think might totally suck, you know, all critiquing is welcomed. So there's that update on the studio. I went to IKEA over this weekend to look at curtains and furniture, chairs, table, just to feel it out. And I'm very fortunate where I live. Memphis has an actual IKEA showroom warehouse. It's awesome. So you can really get in there, and the way they have the showroom put together. You can really see like this furniture put into action, if you will. And everything has a tag hanging off it. And then you just grab a picture of it. So then when you finally get around to the warehouse section, you know where to find your thing or things. It's like, then it turns into an actual warehouse where now you find the aisle, find the bin and pick the box just as though you were working in a warehouse. So I went there this weekend with my mom and daughter. My mom is on curtain duties. That's a whole other story, trying to figure out a curtain for this place. And we're working on that. That's a work in progress. But while going through the showroom and all the different sections, the office section showed me some chairs that I really liked. They're armless, simple armless office chairs and wheels with the hydraulic. And that's it, $100 a piece. They're really comfortable and sturdy. I thought these would be perfect for the pod station of my office. And then I was like, all right, well, maybe let's find a table. Let's see if I can find something that I like. And nothing in the office area worked. It wasn't until I got into the dining area, dining room furniture, tables, chairs, what have you, that's when I found this awesome round cafe table, 40 inches in diameter. I'm not sure on the height, standard height, you know, but perfect round table for the recording station because it doesn't have legs. It's cafe style, so it has that middle pedestal. So it's easy to maneuver around. It's black, just like my chairs. Also looking at adding a new desk into the room rather than moving the desk I have at my home studio or home office, really, where I'm recording this right now. This is my studio, sitting at my desk in my bedroom, talking into my microphone through my Rodecaster. That's my studio. But I'm going to leave the desk here and then buy a new desk, an inexpensive corner desk for that place. And I found one I like on Amazon, and it's black. So the furniture is going to be black. The curtain is a gray-blue. Then my daughter's an artist, and then she's going to make it pop with colors. If not for her, everything would be black and gray in my world because I'm colorblind. So, and that's where we stand. So put together the table today. A couple days ago, got the chairs, put them together. Boom, damn, done. Yesterday, before buying what I wanted at IKEA, I went on Amazon, looked at some other tables online. Didn't find anything I liked, so I'm like, I'm pulling the trigger on the table at IKEA. Went there today, grabbed it, came back to the office, and then assembled it. And we had a big scare. Me and my daughter helped each other put it together, and it was super wobbly. I was like, oh, man, like, is this some cheap piece of crap that I didn't realize? Because it was in perfect shape on the showroom. Well, we put it together wrong. We missed a step. In the base, it wasn't put in quite right, so it wasn't locking in and tightening appropriately. So we figured it out. We got it in. So now my office has a table, two chairs, and one filing cabinet. Work in progress. The next step I want to do now is to make sure that my cameras will fit and get the angling right and the position of the table correct. So it really comes down to the cameras now. I have three cameras. They're a mixed match Frankenstein, you know, mix of cameras. And I need a third tripod. Once I get that third tripod, which I'm going to go pick up probably in a day or two, then I can put the cameras up and make sure I get the space needed to be able to get the angles that I need. So I'm going to have a camera up the middle for the two shot, and then the guest will get his camera or her camera, and then I'll get my camera. I need to make sure I have enough space for that. Once I know exactly where the table needs to be and the cameras and everything's good to go, then it moves on to sound treatment and putting up panels in the certain spots that it would be best for it. And I want to get some backlighting for behind the table. I already have light trees. I have all kinds of lights. I have all the sound equipment needed. But one step at a time. My mom is still working on that damn curtain, but we found a great curtain in IKEA because it has a black nylon backing and it makes it absolutely, truly blackout curtains. You can go to Walmart and get blackout curtains, but they're not totally blacked out. You can still see some light come through. It certainly darkens the room well, but it's not blackout. I got some serious blackout curtains that will darken that studio down to pitch blackness so then I can get optimal lighting with my lights. The issue at hand with the damn curtain is the pleating, the way it goes across on the curtain rod. It's such a headache. Curtains suck, but anyways. Well, look, check it out. Instagram at the Producer's Journal. Come give it a follow. Also, if you want to go check out my business stuff, go to at Shelby Row Productions LLC on Instagram or shelbyrowproductions.com. I will talk to you again later. Thank you.